Yo, it is humid as fuck outside. No, today's episode is not on global warming or anything 2012 is that. Today, sorry, my voice is really messed up. I don't know why. Hopefully it gets resolved. Today's episode is why people don't talk anymore. And before you know, your mind drives you down the path of, what do you mean people don't talk anymore? I'm talking to so-and-so right now. I have friends. Blah, blah, blah. You're just lonely. I am lonely. You're very right. But what I mean by talking is like outside of, you know, one-on-one conversations. I mean like community conversations and you know, putting our minds together to move forward as a unit. There is none of that today. My voice is so messed up. Today, everyone practices like what I like to call extreme individualism. Now, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's extreme individualism. I mean, you know, you're very self-focused and not dependent, but self-focused and self-motivated, I guess, would be the right word. Like, everyone tries to be by themselves as much as possible. Like, everyone is trying to prove that they can do this by themselves, 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 this by themselves. And it's true. You definitely can. We live in an impossible world, you know. Anything is possible if you put your mind to it. So, of course, you know, you can come from here and go there and then do this and then switch to that and do this. Very possible. But with the problem, I think the problem is with extreme individualism is that human beings aren't individual creatures. Like, we benefit, you know, mentally, you know, emotionally, socially, whatever, from being together, you know? And, you know, like, with this whole, like, individualist, you know, way of living, like I said, people operate better, think better, come up with better ideas, feel better, are better when they are in units, you know, in a community, in a bundle of something. But like, people nowadays, they don't really, I know this is like going left to right a little bit, but like, people don't really care who, like, who they associate with anymore. People are so, you know, I'll cut them off, cut them off, cut them off, cut them off, cut them off. Like, yeah, if someone's not, like, not helping, letting help, you know, because I don't think your friends should have to help you out. Like, you're responsible for you. And I think it's a friendly thing to do to help out your friends, but I don't think it's necessary. But, like, it's understandable if it's, like, your quote-unquote friend or, you know, whoever is a bad person. You know, I'll let you define what that means. But, like, I say that so much. Back to the friends. People have friends, but they're not really friends. Like, people just have a group of people that they surround themselves with when they do something. But they don't really care who that person is. You know, they'll just like, you know, it's kind of like they just swap out pieces. And, you know, they don't really, at the end of the day, they don't really care who it is, you know. And, like, the thing that, like, creeps me out about that is that, like, people will complain that they don't have anybody. But then they isolate, like, not even, like, literally isolate themselves. You know, they don't answer text messages, don't call, don't answer calls, da 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 da. But they'll be the first person to, you know, post themselves driving late night to Lil TJ, or not Lil TJ, but like J.I. or something, you know? Like, you can't have both, you know? Like, I don't, like, and that, like, that's creeps me out with people, because, like, people like that who, you know, who isolate themselves and then complain that they isolate themselves, like, those are fake individualists to me. Those are people who just want what they want and just want things out of people. But then there's people who just, like, straight up, like, it's not even, like, them being, like, a homebody or, like, introverted and not liking people. They just straight up just don't want anybody. Like, But, not don't want anybody, but, like, they feel better that they're by themselves. They're like, yeah, I don't have any friends. I don't have, you know, or I don't have any friends, but, like, they don't associate with anybody, and that makes them feel proud. Yeah, like, you know, like, I cry to my problems by myself, and that, you know, they find glory in that, I guess, would be the right word. I don't know. I don't understand it. Like, I understand, like, not wanting to be around people all the time. But, like I said before, we're human beings. We, like, it operate better as part of a unit or with other people around, because we can cover more bases. You know, every human being is prejudiced to something. And, like, this whole extreme individualist thing, I feel like we're all human beings. We're all bad at something. We all have, you know, evil half. I feel like when you don't have people that care about you, like, if you're one of the people who just swap people in and out, like, oh, I just need someone to go to Miami with for spring break. If you're, like, I just lost my train of thought. Damn it. If you're one of the people that swaps people in and out, like, you don't have anyone that will truly, you know, check up on just as a friend. You know, they don't have to do anything for you to say that, and it's good for people to talk, but, like, if you don't have anyone that actually, like I said, they're not doing anything for you, but, like, they just don't want to see you down. If you don't have anyone like that, you'll constantly dig yourself in a deeper hole, because you're only seeing one side of your situation. And some people can operate by themselves. Some people know to think first and not always to feel, but that's not everybody. It is nowhere near everybody. Some people are way too emotional to be isolating themselves, because they only end up hurting themselves. But that's them. I'm me. I can only do what I can do. Yeah, why don't people talk anymore? Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm putting my personal opinions in. I need a partner in this. I'm over here talking to myself for 15 to 30 minutes straight. I need other than the wall in front of me. See, I'm being too much an individualist. Watch, individualist already mean something, and I'm just, or individualism already means something, and I'm just throwing the word around like it doesn't. Oh my, that sounds awful. I know it does. But yeah, like, I don't know. It's weird times we live in that people will literally put themselves in a hole because they like the way just barely surviving in the hole makes them feel. When they could just have, you know, one, two friends and swim well above the hole and not need the hole. But I don't know. People put themselves in dire situations so they can feel better, but they don't have to be in the dire situations because they just, you know, did something, they'd be far clear of it. But I don't know. Not everybody can help everybody. People can only help themselves, and you can only be there to help. So, sorry for the month off. I know I didn't specify why I took a month off, but a lot of stuff has changed in the past month, and I just wanted to get into a cycle of things that did change before I got back into all my extracurriculars, whatever they may be. But the plan is to start going back up weekly. Don't really know when I'm going to, like, if I'm going to have an official post date or if it's just going to be, you know, by week. But, yeah, follow me on Twitter, Bear Professionals. I'll see you guys next episode. Peace.